Good morning and welcome to another episode of Dare to Think. Today is a very weird day, I have to say. You know, I shaved for the first time in a while. And so even podcasting right now, just touching my face. And you can hear it, look. I feel, well, maybe you can't, but I feel like I'm 14 again. And just, it brought back a lot of memories. Like even looking at myself in the mirror, it brings back these memories of when I was like 14 and I had to go to school. And it was a time where, you know, I used to shave maybe four times a day. And at the time it was incredibly annoying, I have to admit. But nowadays I kind of miss the ritual of, you know, having to be very, very careful and, you know, tend to my face and have to shave it every single, you know, more or less every day. And my life has become very different from then. And I've started reminiscing a lot. For example, I've noticed that there's a lot of things that have changed since that time. And one of them is praying. You know, I come from a Catholic family. I come from a Catholic country. Venezuela es un país católico. And for those of you who don't know, soy de Venezuela. Y crecí en una cultura muy cristiana dentro de lo que cabe. Y muy particularmente en mi casa, mi abuela, que en paz descanse, era muy, muy católica. Y desde que ella murió hace muy poco, y desde que ella murió, he tenido ese feeling, esa vibra de que todo lo que ella rezaba por nosotros, ahora alguien lo tiene que cargar. Y, you know, it may sound silly, but I feel like I have a responsibility now to, you know, pray and bring back that tradition. It seems weird to me, but it's kind of true. Sorry for the noise. It seems weird to me, but it's kind of true. I feel like I have this burden, this responsibility to pray. Right, and I talked to my girlfriend. She says, "You know what? I went to a Catholic school. O sea, yo rezo todas las noches antes de acostarme a dormir. Y se siente raro. Imagínense, se me olvidan hasta las oraciones. The lines of what I used to pray are blurry in my head. But I try, you know, and I have this conversation with God, and it's really weird because it now feels like I'm podcasting to God." Which is incredibly weird. It's a very weird feeling. O sea, me siento como completamente expuesto. Y es un poco raro. Pero the same that I learned to love that feeling here while I'm podcasting, you know, the feeling of being exposed, of having to leave the barrier, you know, between my thoughts, my feelings, and my verbality behind is amazing. It's a blessing, right? And thinking about all these things, I just came back from Portugal. And Portugal, when you go to a new place, te descuadra, te saca de tu rutina, te saca de las cosas que tú normalmente haces. Entonces, tuve esta experiencia de salir, de hacer algo completamente distinto. Y de las cosas más divertidas que me sucedieron fue darme cuenta de que caminaba distinto. Suena demasiado raro, pero es así, camino distinto. Y me he puesto a pensar en, por ejemplo, mi padre emigró con 50 años y siempre, tipo, una frase que él me dijo, it always stuck with me. He said, you know, I'm starting over from scratch, but I'm not. You know, I'm starting over from scratch, but I've already been places. I've already done things. Yes, maybe I have to start from the beginning again and do things, but my experience, what I've learned, it will never fade unless something really bad happens, and we hope that won't happen. But, you know, la experiencia que tú tienes como persona no se va a ningún lado. Entonces es muy raro porque hasta estando en una ciudad nueva, caminando distinto, viendo las cosas por primera vez, I'm not an amateur anymore. My birthday was when I was on my trip in Portugal, and I'm 21 years old, and I haven't lived an excess amount of things, but I think that I've lived more than your average human being. Creo que la nacionalidad venezolana viene con eso. Y no sé, me da ese feeling muy raro de que hay cosas en mi vida que he olvidado o que he dejado de practicar que informan más mi realidad de lo que yo pienso. Me voy a explicar un poco más. One of the things that I've been thinking about lately is, and because the universe has shown this to me, is that there's people in your life. Always. There's always somebody in your life. And it turns out that even when your friends or the people you called your friends stop being your friends, even when you decide that a person should not remain around you, that person does not stop informing your life. A ver, las amistades son muy difíciles de vez en cuando. Y muchas veces, sin mal ni bien en mente, es mejor alejarse de ciertas personas. Y eso es una decisión demasiado normal. Cuando uno empieza a trabajar o uno empieza a tener una relación, uno se aleja un poco de sus amigos, pero porque estás invirtiendo tu tiempo en otras cosas. No quiere decir que la amistad haya cambiado. Y hay otros momentos en los que pasa algo y tú dices, mira, esta persona o estas personas o esta mentalidad no me sirven, no me están haciendo bien, necesito alejarme. Y uno cree que eso queda allí. But the reality is that you learn a lot and you keep growing. And those people stay in your head just like you left them, you know? Just like the day you drifted away from them, just like the day you decided never to talk to them again. They stay that way in your head. And sometimes, you're right, me ha pasado que yo he pensado, mira, esta persona está yendo en una trayectoria que no me gusta, me voy a alejar de esta persona, me alejo y me pasa algo lamentable, que es que pasan uno, dos, tres años y vuelvo a ver a esta persona y está exactamente como me lo imaginaba. Doing something bad or not living up to their potential or just genuinely, I admire the people I'm friends with. That's the main characteristics of my friendships. I admire them. And I always want them to succeed. And when I don't see them succeed, even if I'm right that they wouldn't, even if I had the suspicion that that person had something bad coming, and that's why I had to get away because they were bringing it on themselves or whatever, even if I had the sense of self-preservation to get away from a person that's being toxic, etc., seeing them bad, seeing them in a bad state and hurting themselves and people around them is never nice. It's always regretful. At the same time, it's always bittersweet, right? The same thing happens when, and I think worse, and my feeling lately has been that I have a friend who I really care for, a couple of them, who I decided I needed to get away from in different moments of my life. One of them was when I was about 14, 15, and I decided that he was my best friend, and I decided I needed to get away from him. And, you know, for a very long time, he was still in my social circle, and I still saw him, and we still, you know, chocábamos de vez en cuando. Y nuestra familia se conoce, entonces evidentemente yo seguía viendo a esta persona. Entonces I saw him, but my image of him never changed. And it was really funny because the last maybe 2 years, I really didn't see him. And then I moved to Spain, and my image of him, I didn't really think of him much. You know, you think of these people in certain occasions when you're reminded. Sometimes when I watch football, I remember him a lot. And I was going to a party here in Madrid, and I saw him. And I had this feeling like something had changed. And we had a very nice talk, you know. We talked a little bit about soccer, well, football, because, you know, we know that it's a topic we can talk about. We talked a little bit about our families. Our moms love each other. And that was very nice. It was amazing, you know, talking to him. It felt kind of like, you know, before we ever had a fight or a disagreement. Never fooling myself into believing, you know, oh, we're back. No. But always this feeling of, well, we did have something pretty nice as friends. And then he left, and, you know, I've lived my life and have heard about him or other people. Sometimes you hear, como dicen en Venezuela, te pican las orejas y escuchas que gente habla bien, mal, etc. de ti. Y muchas veces he escuchado que yo a él no le caigo muy bien y lo entiendo. I understand, you know, sometimes you leave things and people get hurt and feelings are very hard to live through. And some people like you, some people don't. I've made my choices and I don't regret them. But what I did feel was this sense of, you know, after all this time, I see him and what I've heard about him, and I feel very proud for some reason. Like, I've seen him and I know who he is, and he has his bad things, but I think he's grown a lot. And I think he's become a better person. And I know for a fact que él fue el velorio de mi abuela. Yo no pude ir al velorio de mi abuela. Y saber que él estuvo ahí, a pesar de que ya no somos amigos, a pesar de que ya no nos hablamos como nos hablábamos antes, ese sentimiento de your friendships and your connections with people are bigger than your disagreements, fights, and decisions to not see them. They're bigger. A pesar de que yo decidí no ser amigos de él más nunca, no quita que yo le tenga un cariño, que sea una persona a la que yo le dediqué mucho cariño y mucho tiempo, y una persona a la que le deseo lo mejor del mundo. Y creo que muchas veces cuando nos peleamos con alguien, cuando decidimos no tener a alguien en nuestras vidas, o cuando nos sentimos víctimas de que nos dejen afuera, o somos los que dejamos afuera a alguien, nos volvemos un poco locos y nos aferramos mucho a nuestra decisión, que a veces es necesario, pero a veces también es importante mirar hacia atrás y decir, ¿será que estas personas han cambiado? ¿Será que yo he cambiado? And it's very nice when you look back and you see that that person or other people, and there's others, there's people who I recently got away from, who I've seen grow, and I'm glad for them. It's a nostalgic gladness, you know. O sea, estoy feliz por esa persona o esas personas, y me encanta verlos bien. Me encanta saber que yo estoy bien a pesar de que me alejé de ellos. Y al mismo tiempo tengo la nostalgia de, oye, qué mal, dentro de todo lo bueno que hay, que bueno, que no lo podemos pasar juntos. Me parece un sentimiento interesante. The same thing with my beard. I might never be clean shaven as long as I did in high school, but shaving every once in a while and feeling my bare face and remembering what I used to look like when I was younger, what that person used to feel every day, and seeing how much I've grown is beautiful, because the same way that you do that with people, you do that with yourself. Sometimes you set yourself aside and you don't allow yourself to see how much you've grown and changed. And that's a mistake. To end, I would like to talk a little bit about something that happened to me in Portugal. We were running around Portugal, and por alguna razón los venezolanos nos encontramos en todos lados. Y es un poco raro, pero es verdad. Nos encontramos donde estemos. Estuve 10 días en Portugal y me encontré a 5 venezolanos que por casualidad nos encontramos en la calle. Entre ellas, dos amigas mías de Campamento de la Llanada, que las quiero muchísimo y hablamos un rato y todo bien. Pero la persona a la que me refiero es una persona que se me había olvidado que existía por un tiempo. And it was a particular case, because when you're in high school, there's certain people that you really admire. And, you know, the people who were 2 years older than me, who were graduating when I was in my third year of high school, that whole class of people, I admired a lot of them. And some of them because of football, because a lot of them, my class, for example, weren't very kind with me in the football front. They didn't take the time to maybe teach someone who was a bit clumsier than the rest, which was my case, of course. And this class of people, sometimes I would stay for their training sessions and they would like, hey, you're shooting the ball wrong. Maybe you should walk up to the ball like this. Hey, don't worry, we trust you. Some stuff like that that they did because they were older and I was younger. And so they had to be kind to a younger person. And for some reason, well, soccer in one sense, the other, just you see them out in the world. They go to the same parties that you do and they can guide you and help you. And one of these people was in Portugal by a mere chance in the same city that I was, because his flight got laid over. Y por alguna casualidad de la vida, esta persona ve una historia de Instagram y me escribe y me dice, oye, José, ¿tú estás en Oporto por casualidad? Y yo le digo, claro que sí. Y una cosa lleva a la otra y él termina viniendo al Airbnb donde estaba. Y muy chévere, viene, hablamos, me cuenta de su vida, yo le cuento de la mía, conoce a mi novia, a mis amigas, y salimos esa noche. Y me acuerdo caminando por las calles de Porto. Concluyo con esto porque me parece un sentimiento muy bonito y algo que voy a intentar practicar de ahora en adelante en mi vida. Me dice, coño, it's very nice to see you. but honestly, I was kind of scared to see you. And I was like, why? And he says, because sometimes you come see people after a couple of years and they're destroyed and they're having such a bad time. And sometimes they were your friends and sometimes they weren't. But the fact that you knew them and they're okay or they're bad, you know, it doesn't make you feel good. It strikes a bone, right? And he said, you know, coming here and seeing you and seeing that you're great, o sea, verte y verte bien, me hace sentir muy, muy bien. Y le dije que lo mismo, porque es verdad. No hay nada mejor que ver que las personas alrededor de ti, por más lejanas, cercanas que estuviesen a ti, hayan crecido igual que tú. Y ese es el mensaje con el que les doy esta semana. Dare to think, and dare to think about you, the people around you, and how much they've changed, because the world is always changing, and so are you. As always, dare to think, and I'll see you guys next week.